Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and what a perfect name, because this show is really raw and unfiltered, and I've got a raw and unfiltered speech that I deliver to Republican and conservative groups all over the country, and I wrote a column about it, a newspaper column for my nationally syndicated column that goes out every Sunday through Creators Syndicate. Just got their latest check, by the way, and it looks like... I think there's 28 newspapers around the country that carry my columns. And here's the one that's coming out on Sunday. Here is what Republican voters believe in. It's a shame the GOP has no idea what our own voters believe in. At least 74 million Americans voted for President Trump. Everyone I know believes the number was actually much higher, but we know for a fact 74 million Americans voted for Trump because that's the number even the biased fake news media counts as fact. This is a base of the Republican Party. And I know what these 74 million, and probably a few million more, voters believe in. How do I know? Because I tested out my beliefs at three major GOP events in the past month where I was the keynote speaker. The result, I got wild, enthusiastic standing ovations at all three events. What's amazing is that the GOP leadership in D.C. and the RNC, the Republican National Committee, have no clue what their own most loyal, passionate voters believe in. But this is the raw truth. I'm here to spread the gospel. I'm here to report the truth will set you free. The people are desperate to hear the raw truth. Preach it. Let it rip. This is how you get standing ovations from tens of millions of Republicans, conservatives, patriots, and capitalists. This is how you win elections. When the media hears this, they're going to get sick to their stomachs. So is the D.C. swamp and the deep state. Because all your work was for nothing. No one believes your lies and fake news anymore. I began my speeches with, here is what I know. Here is what I believe. Here is raw truth. Let me know if you agree by your applause. Only applaud if you agree. No matter what the lying fake news media says, no matter what they try to stuff down our throats, I know President Donald J. Trump won the 2020 election. Wild applause. I know Biden and the Democrats rigged, fixed, and stole the election. Wild applause. I know the more they ban, censor, and forbid us from saying Trump won the election, their hysterical, illogical reaction is proof positive they stole it. Wild applause. They think they destroyed Trump and demoralized us. The opposite is true. We love Trump now more than ever. We know Trump was one of the greatest presidents in our country's history, and we want him back. We'd walk over hot coals for him, and that's precisely why you hate him so much. Wild applause. We know the perfect ticket in 2024 is Trump together with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Wild applause. We know voter ID isn't racist. We know it's how you rigged and stole the election. With no voter ID, you used millions of fake mail-in ballots to steal the election in key battleground states. Wild applause. We know no judge ever looked at the merits of our case. They knew liberal mobs and BLM and Antifa would burn the country down. They knew their own lives and the lives of their families were on the line if they overturned a presidential election. This was about intimidation, threats of violence, and mob justice. Wild applause. We know Biden is not the real president. He's brain dead. He has dementia. He is a puppet. Wild applause. We know China and the Chinese Communist Party controls Biden, Biden's family, and the radical agenda in history. This is a communist takeover of the United States. Wild applause. We know the Democrat, i.e. communist, game plan to destroy the USA is open borders. They're inviting the entire world in. They want to destroy America, wipe out our votes, and make America foreign to foreigners. Wild applause. I know the next 9/11 terrorist attack is on the way through that open border. I know COVID and third world disease is coming through that open border. I know the collapse of the U.S. economy is coming through that border. Wild applause. And I know what we must do with the traitors who are destroying our country, opening the borders to criminals, disease, and debt. Lock them up. Lock them up. Lock them up. Wild applause. We will never stop fighting. We will never, ever, ever give up or give in. We will take our country back. God bless President Trump, and God bless America. Wild standing ovation. Whether the GOP leadership in D.C. understands it or not, that is what 74 million or more GOP voters believe in. That's raw truth that Republican voters are desperate to hear. That is how you get a standing ovation from Republican voters. And that is how the GOP wins elections again. My commentary that comes out Sunday in newspapers around the country, here is what Republican voters believe in. It's a shame the GOP has no idea. I mean, our own party has no clue what we believe in. And as if on cue, I no sooner write that this morning, what comes out today? Trump says DeSantis would certainly be considered as a 2024 running mate. Speaking to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, and by the way, Trump has agreed to an interview with Wayne Root. So you'll hear an interview here. I'm not going to give you the date. You're just going to have to tune in every day until you hear it. I'm not going to tell you the date because that means you might tune out and wait for that day. No. You got to tune in to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, on stations all over this country every single day. And very soon you'll hear me interview, an exclusive interview with President Donald Trump, half-hour interview with President Trump, all set up. But he was on Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, and Trump said he's 100% thinking about running again in 2024. And as far as Ron DeSantis, he said he's done a great job as governor. A lot of people love that ticket, but certainly Ron would be considered he's a great guy. He's a friend of mine. I endorsed Ron. After I endorsed him, he took off like a rocket ship. He's done great as governor. A lot of people like that. He'd certainly be considered as my VP. So right after I wrote it, boom, you got that. And what did I say in that speech? I said, Biden's brain dead. He's got dementia. He's a puppet. And sure enough, Dementia Joe loses his face mask. His nurse and mommy, Jill Biden, comes on stage, helps in a frantic search. This is all today. And then finds it in his pocket. Headline, dude is completely lost. Joe got lost on stage. They couldn't find his face mask. This guy's had two vaccine shots and still wears a mask as a prop. He wants you to get a vaccine shot, too, and wear a mask, too. So what's the point of the vaccine? Nurse Jill came on stage, helped him look for his mask in his notebook and on the podium. And thank goodness an attentive aide ran on stage with a spare mask. And then Biden actually says, I'm looking for a mask, I'm in trouble. Then finds it in his own pocket. He's a feeble old man with dementia. No sooner I write this column, one more I told you so, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says she is pleased with Joe Biden and pleased that Joe Biden's better than expected progressive push. If AOC, who's a dyed-in-the-wool communist who was a bartender 2 years ago, probably never made more than minimum wage in her life, and got elected congresswoman in an all-minority district by going door-to-door, true story, by going door-to-door and saying, a white guy represents this district. Yeah, he's a Democrat, but he's white, and everyone in the district is black or Hispanic. Come on, guys, we can do better than this. And she got elected. She won the Democrat primary, and then, of course, you know, you win the election because whoever wins the Democratic primary in an all-minority district that votes 100% Democrat has the nomination. That's how she became a United States congresswoman. By going door to door and telling, vote out the white guy. You're all black and Hispanic, I'm Hispanic, come on. Gee, a bartender earning minimum wage, a communist, thinks she runs America now. She does, she runs the Democrat Party. And she is so pleased with Biden's better than expected progressive push. Of course she is, because he's a communist. He's brain dead, he's a puppet, he's got dementia, and the people behind him are all communists. And sure enough, I write this. What do I say? That no judge in America ever looked at the merits of the Trump case. They all threw it out because they said a judge can't overturn an election. Nobody ever said Trump was wrong. You're lying if you say otherwise. They didn't even look at the merits of the case because they felt like their lives would be over. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Any judge that overturned the election could die. Your family could be targeted, kidnapped, or killed. They'll cut your kid's ear off or finger off and send them back in the mail to you. They'll burn your house to the ground, and you and your family will burn to death. And certainly, at the very least end of the spectrum, if there's no violence, you, as a judge that overturns the election, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter, you give Trump a chance to win the election when Biden won it, BLM will destroy your life one way or the other. Either they're going to kill you, or they're just going to picket you until literally you can't get in and out of your courthouse without people throwing eggs at your face. You can't go out to eat ever again without people spitting on your food and screaming in your face. Your kids get beat up at school. And sure enough, I say all that, and what do we have? Antifa is infiltrated by an undercover Trump supporter, and he records them plotting to kill policemen. They've got a hit list of police and Republicans in Northern California. They're targeting to murder Republicans. Can you imagine what they would have done to a judge who overturned the election? Can you imagine what they would have done to a jury in Minnesota that came back and acquitted Derek Chauvin, the cop in the George Floyd case? And if you don't think that's enough, Antifa terrorists issue a direct physical threat to the mayor of Portland: resign or else we're going to kill you. Folks, you have no idea how bad it is out there. And there's not one judge that wanted to face the mob. That's why Trump isn't president. He didn't lose those court cases. I can feel it. I can feel you all. Standing ovation. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom: buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Hope you heard the very last segment of hour number two, where I talked about the fact that I believe the election was rigged and stolen by the Democrats. Well, I think they just did the same thing. Highway robbery with the census. You know, Texas was supposed to get three new congressmen. They only got two. And Florida was supposed to get two. They only got one. And New York was supposed to lose two. They only lost one. California was supposed to lose two. They only lost one. Based on the estimates from the actual Census Bureau themselves, which are always on the money in prior decades. This only happens once every decade. They were supposed to all lose states, lose a ton of congressional seats and electoral votes, and Republicans are supposed to gain a bunch, and it was much more subdued, than you would have expected. And it makes no sense. Nevada didn't gain one, by the way, did not gain one. And that Arizona didn't gain one. Nevada and Arizona, everybody's moving to Vegas and Phoenix. Florida only gained one. The whole world, the whole East Coast is moving to Florida. Makes absolutely no sense. Everyone's leaving New York. Everyone's leaving California. All they lost was one each. Total rigging, fraud, theft, just like the election. Want to bet? Republican congressmen are saying that, and they're demanding to see proof of emails and conversations between the Biden administration and the Census Bureau. You know they fixed it. Just like they rigged the election, they rigged the census, guarantee you. Our country is in so much peril, so much trouble, so much tragedy, so much disaster heading our way. Every day something new gives you the knock on the head. Hey, are you there? Anybody home? Country's being destroyed. Your children are effed. Your grandchildren, forget them. They'll be slaves in a communist state unless we do something fast. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Asset Strategy. It's one of the things I think you should do. Everybody's got to take whatever extra money they've got, and I know some of you don't have a lot, but whatever it is, and you got to buy some gold and silver and rare coins and precious metals. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Because what's coming at us is a disaster. Trillions and trillions and trillions, tens of trillions, hundreds of trillions of spending. The entire country's future is being given away. Free everything. Free everything in the entire world. Free, 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 free. And I'm telling you, any time that's happened in history, whether it's the Roman Empire, Zimbabwe, Germany, before World War II, between World War I and World War II, the Weimar Republic, anytime everyone spends like crazy, massive inflation and gold and silver go through the roof and the dollar is worth nothing. You know, whatever their dollar denomination is, their fiat money, their paper money, whatever it's called, it's worth nothing. Gold and silver may be your only salvation, as has been proven through thousands of years. And my go-to guys are Michael and Rich Chechen and the Asset Strategies team. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Or go to assetstrategies.com. More example of liberal insanity. The radical St. Louis board approves $4 million worth of cuts in police funding and elimination of 98 police jobs after the homicide rate hits a 50-year high. Can you imagine? The city, St. Louis City Budget Board approved a $4 million cut in funding to the city police and the elimination of 98 police jobs with the highest homicide rate in 50 years. I had to say that twice. The unsolved murders occurred overwhelmingly in impoverished black neighborhoods in the city. And Mayor Tishara Jones praised the police budget cuts, arguing that the defunding of police will help tackle some of the root causes to crime. Oh, I get it. That makes a lot of sense. You're like, why is Wayne laughing at a tragedy? Because Tishara Jones believes the root cause of crime is too many cops. Tishara Jones is a moron. Tishara Jones is a complete idiot. Pure insanity all over the United States. The liberal morons are in charge. Marxist Congresswoman Cori Bush praised the move. She got her start as a Michael Brown protester in Ferguson, Missouri. And she praised it, you know, because communists all love this stuff. It's really quite amazing. This is all about public safety. You fire policemen, you don't fill openings in the police department, you cut money, and you get a safer city.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending is soaring after Americans got their COVID-19 stimulus checks. The U.S. Department of Commerce says consumer spending increased in March by more than 4% last month after falling 1% in February. Economists say this is due to the $1,400 stimulus checks from Congress that boosted personal income. President Biden spending his Friday in Philadelphia promoting his new infrastructure plan, which many Republicans feel adds too much to our national debt.
I think that this rising deficit keeps most Republicans awake, and especially right now, because clearly we're seeing just an unprecedented spending spree on a lot of programs that Americans don't necessarily want or need, and it's going to land, obviously, on our children.
Republican Congressman from Texas Kevin Brady speaking there on MSNBC. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Ruth, this show is sponsored by Sons of Liberty CBD. I am probably in the best shape of my life, certainly the best shape since I was... Every single day, about 90 minutes a day. That's a lot of working out for a guy who's going to turn 60 this summer. And you could get hurt 20 years old working out 90 minutes a day. But, you know, when you're 60 working out 90 minutes a day, that's a lot. And it causes serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Because their product's going to heal your body, mind, and soul. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It will not get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown, and 100% American made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allyn-Ruth. WAR15. And even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for a total of 25% off. In other words, you subscribe and it comes every month. You do that and you get 10% off. So then you add in the 15% discount for WAR and it's 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. WAR15, up to 25% off. So you say, how are we going to save America? Well, first of all, I don't know if we're going to save America. It's pretty touch and go. But the one thing you got to do is you got to have voter ID and stop election fraud. So Florida is showing the way. Georgia a little bit showed the way. And you know how the corporations went nuts over what Georgia did. They went absolutely nuts over what Georgia did. And they shouldn't have, because really Georgia expanded voting. But they added in voter ID so that you can't just lie and fake and commit fraud and steal elections. But other than that, they allowed ballot harvesting. They allowed mail-in voting. I didn't even like their bill. The fact that corporations went crazy over it, it just shows you how crooked our country is now, how crooked all these corporate CEOs are. But Florida passed a new elections bill, and I love it. They added restrictions to vote by mail and ballot drop boxes. Don't forget, in the last election, we won Florida. So it was already a clean election. Now it's going to be even cleaner. Florida's Republican-controlled Senate on April 29th passed a new bill that places several restrictions around vote by mail and ballot drop boxes. This bill, SB 90, this is how we're going to win the country, was passed in the State House 77-40 and the Senate 23-17. Now goes to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, expected to sign it. And it would require signature verification for voters, provided by a wet signature physically signed on paper, kept on file, and access to drop boxes would be limited to early voting hours unless they are located at election supervisors' offices. Drop boxes would also have to be monitored in person by an elections official, and ID would be required when dropping off ballots. Yay! Now there's a good one. This is the only way to save America, voter ID. And you got to check every signature. Other aspects in the bill include limitations on who can return a finished mail-in ballot, preventing election officials from entering consent agreements, and requiring voters to request a mail ballot every election cycle rather than every two as an undercurrent law. So you don't get a mail ballot unless you ask for one. The legislation would also ban anyone from engaging in any activity with the intent to influence or effect of influencing a voter, but would allow supervisors to provide nonpartisan assistance such as handing out food and water when you're in line. Of course, it requires supervisors to set and publish drop box locations 30 days before the election, but they can't be moved for any purpose. It was amended from a previous stricter version, which had originally banned drop boxes completely. They should. Why would you allow drop boxes at all? It's only asking for fraud. A spokesman for Ron DeSantis, the governor, said he supports the bill, noting it will ensure that Florida remains a national leader in election security, integrity, and transparency. And then Democrats, of course, responded to the Senate's decision, calling it a Georgia-style voter suppression bill. Oh, my God. And Heritage Foundation came out today and praised Florida's election integrity bill, saying it will help ensure it is easy to vote and hard to cheat. Easy to vote and hard to cheat. The only thing I disagree with is, again, all these people love to say these, these lines. Easy to vote. I don't want it to be easy to vote. Why should it be easy to vote? I'm a radio talk show, so I can say it. I don't want it easy to vote. I want everyone who's allowed to vote that's intelligent, that knows the issues and knows the candidates and speaks English to vote, but I want it to be just hard enough. It's like, why should it be easy to get married? They should make it hard to get married, right? Hard, not easy to get married, not easy to get divorced either. Hard to get married, hard to get divorced. You don't just marry someone overnight that you met 3 days ago. Because it's going to lead to disaster. You don't want dumb people voting in Spanish. And that was not a slur on Spanish people. I mean, two separate issues. You don't want dumb people voting, and you don't want people voting in Spanish. In Mexico, you don't vote in English. Why should you vote in Spanish in America? Or any other language? In any case, SB 90 sounds great. Contains numerous provisions to protect the votes of Floridians, including a ban on the use of private money to fund election operations, improved observation of signature verification process, preventions against mass mailing of absentee ballots, additional protections against ballot trafficking by political operatives. Heritage Action advocated for all these measures. Good stuff. And, of course, Democrats hate it, can't stand it. Anything that makes it much harder to cheat, Democrats hate. Someone should have put these rules in before they did the census. And here's a story sent to me by Chris O'Sullivan, my associate producer in Board Op. He just sent it to me. GM, General Motors, has announced today they're investing $1 billion in Mexico for electric vehicle production, and the United Auto Workers calls the move a slap in the face. Well, you're damn right it's a slap in the face. Why is an American company investing $1 billion in Mexico when you could build the cars in the United States? It's a disgrace. But, unions are so dumb. The people who run unions, not the workers, because the workers tend to vote Republican, but their bosses are so dumb. They support Democrats every time, and Democrats just, pee in their face. Total slap in the face. Amazing. Let's see if I can dig into the story a little bit. General Motors announced yesterday, actually, it's investing $1 billion to convert an assembly plant in Mexico to build electric vehicles. UAW Vice President Terry Deitz called the decision a slap in the face at the United Auto Workers. At a time when General Motors is asking for a significant investment by the U.S. government in subsidizing electric vehicles, this is a slap in the face for not only UAW members and their families, but also for U.S. taxpayers and the American workforce. General Motors automobiles made in Mexico or sold in the United States should be made right here, employing American workers. That's why our nation is investing in these companies. Taxpayer money should not go to companies that utilize labor outside the U.S. while benefiting from American government subsidies. This is not the America any of us signed on for. Frankly, it is unseemly. I agree with him. I'm on the union side. But you shouldn't have supported Democrats. Unbelievable. Let's see, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, she's horrible, weighed in on this decision. She took her husband's seat after he died. Electric, after he had the seat for 5,000 years, he was a fossil. Electric vehicles must be built here in America by the finest workforce in the world, the American worker. Not one American dollar should support her own jobs being shipped off to Mexico. Well, I agree with Debbie Dingell for once. For once. You know why? Because to get elected, she needs union support. So she doesn't really care about America. She doesn't care about Americans. All she really cares about is votes. That's all Democrats ever care about, votes. That's it. All right. Here's another story that I think you need to know about. A record 34% of all household income in the U.S. now comes from the government. What a surprise! They used COVID to just destroy the United States of America. They used COVID to knock every business out of business and put everybody on welfare, everybody on food stamps, everybody on stimulus money, everybody on much higher unemployment money, so nobody wants to work now. Can't even find an Uber driver in Las Vegas. You know, until COVID hit and there were no special, you know, amounts of money from the federal government provided to unemployed people, we had so many COVID drivers in this state. If you asked for COVID drivers, did I say COVID? Uber drivers. Before COVID hit, Uber drivers. And if you wanted an Uber ride, like my kids, you know, when I want them to come see me, I don't want to drive 30 minutes to Henderson. I'm in Summerlin. So I just say, call up Uber. I'll pay for it. No problem. I'm tired of doing a three-hour show. So they call Uber, and Uber would come in 3 minutes. Anywhere they were, 3 minutes, driving to my house for a fairly cheap fee. And now you could call Uber, and they won't show up for an hour and a half, or ever. There are no Uber drivers in Vegas. You know why? They're all home watching TV, probably watching the NFL draft right now, collecting unemployment. State unemployment and $300 a week extra from the federal government. And that unemployment, nobody wants to work anymore because of that. They make more money staying home than working. So you can't get an Uber anymore to Las Vegas. Tourists can't get it. My kids can't get it. Nobody can get it. There's no Ubers available in Las Vegas. This is what we've done to our country.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get 2 for 1. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Our U.S. country.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Interesting article here. You know, again, it's so funny that liberals, you know, make fun of conservatives who actually ask questions. We're not dupes. We're not sheeple. We're not morons. We don't do things and follow rules blindly. I have never said don't wear masks. I've never said don't get a vaccine. But I've asked lots of questions about masks and lots of questions about vaccines. And so I tell you, when there's an article out, well, you're not allowed to talk about it. There's a new German study, actually 65 German studies. Come to the same conclusion, face masks caused MIE syndrome. Mask-induced exhaustion syndrome, MIES. A study reported in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health details the harm caused by mask wearing and adds to the growing body of unreported, censored, and suppressed public health information that contradicts the narrative that masks are safe and effective and recommended by the CDC. Here are the pathophysiological changes and subjective complaints. Number one, increase in carbon dioxide. In other words, you're not getting enough oxygen. Number two, increase in breathing resistance. Number three, decrease in blood oxygen saturation. Number four, increase in heart rate. These are the things masks do to you. Number five, decreased cardiopulmonary capacity. Number six, feeling of exhaustion. Number seven, increase in respiratory rate, meaning your heart goes too fast. Difficulty breathing and shortness of breath. Number 9, headache. Number 10, dizziness. Number 11, feeling of dampness and heat. Number 12, drowsiness. Number 13, decrease in empathy perception. I don't know what that means. You don't have empathy for people because you wear a mask. Number 14, impaired skin barrier function with acne, itching, and skin lesions. Wow. It's very scary that this stuff is all out there. Anybody can find it, but they don't, because the media will not talk about it. And just as I read that, here's this story that comes out. Man kicked off a plane for not wearing a mask in between bites of food. A man was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight because he didn't wear his mask in between eating bites of food, which, according to the TSA, is now a federal mandate. What? Are you kidding me? Yes, really. I, Avi Mandel, obviously Jewish Israeli name, Avi Mandel, just got kicked off a plane because I wasn't wearing my mask in between bites while I was eating. Said Mandel in a video shot immediately after the incident, which occurred while the plane was waiting to take off from Thurgood Marshall, Baltimore, Washington International Airport. The way I was treated was absolutely absurd. It was crazy. It wasn't fair. He had opened a pack of Twizzlers, but was then told to mask up by the flight attendant, who immediately ran away. A loudspeaker announcement was then made to all passengers, telling them everyone who's eating has to wear masks in between bites. The plane then returned to the terminal, and Mandel, who said he'd remain calm throughout the incident, was escorted off by security. Pastor Stephanie Miziazik commented, "This is so wrong. He did nothing wrong. Wow." The most stunning aspect of the story is not that the flight attendants were enforcing a stupid rule made up on a whim, but that this ludicrous practice is now a federal mandate. After Mandel emailed Southwest, he was told it is now official TSA policy. According to the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, passengers may remove masks while eating, drinking, or taking medications, but must put them on between bites and sips and cannot leave them off for prolonged periods. He said, "If I knew about the rule, I would have happily listened, but I had no clue," who has now vowed to never fly Southwest again. You know, I think what it really comes down to is, well, first of all, Biden's president, right? So things are happening that did not happen under Trump. There was no such thing under Trump. And this must be a new rule that Biden's ordered because he's a madman. He's just an absolute moron. You know, it's hard to believe you could be both a madman and a brain-dead, dementia-laden moron, but you could be both. And so that's number one. Biden is the problem number one. And problem number two is it just depends on getting the wrong person. Can I use the word a-hole? I'll just say a-hole. I won't say the full word. Can't do the whole thing. But you can say a-hole. And so if you have an a-hole in front of you, it's different than if you have a nice person in front of you. A nice flight attendant is completely different and not uptight and would never kick someone off a plane because they asked them one time and he didn't even know the rules. There's just a lot of a-holes in the world. You know? Like the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, is an a-hole. And if he knew that I go out to eat every night and I never put on a mask, he'd lose his mind. But not one restaurant's ever said a word to me. I put a mask on as I'm walking in the restaurant for 8 seconds, take it off the second I get to my table, and then put it on again the second I get up from my table after I paid the bill to walk out. I wear it for 8 seconds. So I wear it for 16 seconds a night when I go out to eat, and I go out to eat every night. If he knew that, he'd lose his mind. Not one restaurant's ever said a word to me. I'm sure there's a rule on the books that says you have to keep it on the entire time you're sitting there until food comes. And then I'm sure at some of the casinos I've heard people say, they tell you have to keep it on between each bite and each sip, just like they said on Southwest. But not one restaurant has ever said anything to me. You know why? Because I give them $100 every night at dinner. They want my money. Who's going to say that to somebody? I'll walk out and never come back again. There's not one restaurant in this town that could tell me to keep my mask on between bites or sitting at the table before the food comes, and I wouldn't tell them, go F yourself. I'll never give you another dollar again. Go screw yourself. Here's my middle finger. But instead, I go out to eat every night and give them my money. That's called America. That's called freedom. That's called capitalism. God bless America. Screw the governor. See you Monday.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.